Friends, welcome back to The Schwitz. I'm Ben at Boy With No Job, and I'm here with Victor at VWeb, Jack at Jack Not John. And today we're going to be talking about college football, both recapping week zero, looking forward to week one this week, Andrew Luck's retirement from the NFL. Jesus Christ, that was really insane. Rory McIlroy being crowned the 2019 FedEx Cup and being really, really rich. And the USA basketball journey for the 2019 FIBA World Cup. But first, boys, how the fuck are you? Jack, I saw that you had some plane trouble, didn't you?
Yeah, a little air travel issues for me this week. Took off Friday from work. Had a Thursday night flight up north, which was canceled at 11 p.m. I rented a car from Newark Airport at around 12:30, and I drove through the night.
Wow.
I got 40 minutes of sleep in Bennington, Vermont. The Best Western was all sold out, so I slept in the car.
Did you really do that?
Yeah.
You didn't drive through?
What
a pussy. Once you start a drive, you don't finish. You finish.
I was also with two others. These two people I met at the airport.
Oh, hitchhikers.
Hitchhikers.
Wow.
This guy, Derek, told some really funky stories.
Jesus Christ.
No, I knew two people on the flight, but imagine.
Wait, you just...
I knew two people on the flight.
Were they coming with you to Vermont?
No, they were going. They're going to Stowe also.
But did you know that they were going to be on the flight?
I knew they were going.
Thank God. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But other than that, I'm really tired, but I had a great weekend. I saw my Canes, but we'll get to that later. R.I.P.
Vic, how the fuck are you?
I'm great. I actually represented Jack at the big Canes local tailgate out in Long Island. Syosset, great setup, White Claws, Pong, couldn't lose in Pong. It was unbelievable, actually. Had a
you
crazy
couldn't lose
run.
In Pong?
Couldn't lose. And every time we went down first.
Were you playing with a bunch of handicapped people?
No, I was not.
There's no arms.
You know what, you laugh now.
You are one of the worst beer pong players I've ever played with.
I mean, so you say.
You're playing against a bunch of guys with feet for hands.
Yeah,
sure.
And hands for feet.
Those are Jack's friends. People with feet for hands.
It's like
feet for hands.
Feet
for hands.
Remember that movie Spy Kids?
Spy Kids 3.
Yeah, well, whatever. Remember that guy?
The toes.
The toes. That's you.
Yeah, that was always weird. That always freaked me out.
The thumbs.
Wasn't that character played by Tony Shalhoub?
No, was it Tony Shalhoub
or was it Adrian Ribisi?
That was Giovanni Ribisi.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Antonio Banderas.
It might have been
Tony Shalhoub.
It was Antonio Banderas.
Room.
What?
The mic just touched my drink.
It definitely was not Antonio Banderas.
He's in that movie.
Okay, but he wasn't that guy.
Oh, he's the dad.
He's the dad.
But he wasn't that guy. He wasn't the guy.
Which guy?
The guy with the toe. Yeah, we were on the toe guy.
King of the toes.
We were just naming random actors.
King of the toes. Big toe.
I wasn't just giving you the cast. Why don't you get from tailgates to toes and... I guess everyone's got 2 feet, but Ben, were you on your feet much this weekend?
I spent the whole weekend building IKEA furniture, so that was really fun. I reluctantly said yes to my sister to move her into Maryland, drove for 6 hours up. It's only supposed to take 3.5, but my mother had to stop 5 times at the bathroom.
Scenic route.
I did try the Impossible Burger at Burger King. That was impossibly delicious.
Was it really?
Yeah, really good. Impossible Burgers are
What's
delicious.
It made out of?
They say it's plant-based, but when you look it up,
they're plant-based. Say plant-based.
No, plant-based just means that there's
no meat
in it. But plant-based, there could be like table in it, like chair. Like
that's 40% table, 50% aluminum, and 10% human hair.
It's really scary, so I wouldn't look up as an Impossible Burger. But then got there, of course, she starts school tomorrow and said, I have no furniture. Went to IKEA. You know, everybody gets in fights at IKEA. Got in a big fight. Spent 3 hours building
behind
furniture.
Bars.
Is that their slogan? IKEA, come buy furniture you have to build. And by the way, get in a fight.
People say that they've gotten divorced at IKEA.
Who'd you fight?
My sister.
Oh,
some guy.
No.
Not people at, not like the people at IKEA. Like, get the fuck off my comforter. No, it's the people that you go with. It's just.
Why? Just emotions are high.
It's just such a big store. They're always closing. There's never enough time.
You were there at 11:30 in the morning.
No, we were there late. There's always. Yeah, like there's everything from plants to bedding to furniture.
Plant-based.
It all comes back.
That's where the Impossible Burger is from. I knew it. IKEA.
To plant-based. But yeah, so I regret doing that. I moved her into IKEA.
You did look very stressed, but I'm happy you're back. And honestly, you look glowing. So I don't.
Speaking of glowing, thank you for mentioning that. I woke up this morning in Maryland, took my beautiful Geology skincare kit out of my custom tote that Claudia bought me. Is it a tote? What are those called? Those little things?
Dop kit.
Out of the custom dop kit that Claudia got me. I put on my face cream, my face wash, and oh my God, it is unbelievable. Jack, have you tried Geology? Do you know Geology?
I have. I'm familiar. I love the eye masks late at night as I'm watching the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors.
It's unbelievable stuff, and it's a personalized kit. You go on to Geology. You know, Vic, do you know Geology?
No, I'd love to get in on this, but unfortunately, apparently I've been left out.
Honestly, and you could really use it. Victor, I don't know if you guys have seen him, but God, the pimple on his forehead, it's staring at me. You go to geology.com. You use the code BEN, that's B-E-N, for 30% off your first order. And they ask you a couple of questions, and they send you a personalized kit. Vic, I'd like to walk you through it very quickly. We're doing rapid fire. Rapid fire with Geology. First, what's your name?
Victor.
Lies. Next.
Just one name, just like Cher.
Do you currently have a skincare routine?
I do.
You do. Okay, great. What results would you like to see? Sun, UV protection, smoother skin, wrinkle reduction, reduced blemishes.
I'll go with the wrinkle reduction, but apparently I caught too much color, so maybe the UV.
Vic,
protection.
You look like the ageless wonder.
Yeah, we're going to go UV for you. Do you get acne spots? Oh, yes, you do. After a few drinks, a spicy meal, do you ever experience redness on your cheeks?
He does.
The flush.
You do.
You do.
The flush.
Do you, any of the following statements apply to you? Currently taking a prescription, have a history of eczema, frequent diarrhea, rashes, but also diarrhea. I definitely have sensitive skin, changes in air. Any of those work for you? Apply for diarrhea?
Maybe.
You did take that
rapid fire.
Wait, he did take that wicked shit in my house.
Diarrhea. Is there an option? Prefer not to answer?
No. Continue.
Abstain.
All right. Skin care number 19. They're going to ship it to your house.
How many numbers they got?
Oh, more than 19, apparently.
Okay.
Very customized.
Maybe 19's
or
the last one.
At least I'm the last shot
they got, number 19.
It could be the last shot they got. But yeah, Geology, unbelievable. But not as unbelievable, or actually equally as unbelievable, as College Football Week 0 was this past week. We had two unbelievably exciting games, beginning with a beatdown. No, I'm kidding. It was a close game. Florida-Miami, 24-20, wild back-and-forth contest. Boys first, and please try not to be biased. General thoughts on the game. Jack, start with you.
I thought Miami was the better team. A couple of missteps. It's a young team out there. But it was really one for the ages. You saw the history behind this rivalry and the NFL stars, both present and both past and present, that came out to show love for these teams. I mean, it was awesome.
Vic?
Wild, instant classic. It really was just wild. The sheer amount of turnovers, the sacks, crowd was in it right from the beginning. The players were jawing at each other back and forth. That's what it's about. This really felt like not just the first game of the year, like college football is back. It's here. Get ready. This is what it's all about. Kids laying out on the line. There's so much to digest, honestly, even though it was 3 days ago. I don't know. The turnovers were just too much for me. My heart couldn't take it.
What did you think of the third quarter?
Vic, don't worry. You didn't miss much while you were taking that.
The third quarter was great.
It was good?
Third quarter was great.
The inside of your eyelids were good?
They were great.
You enjoyed it?
You know, I've managed through this thing where my eyes closed at the game. Just right there, baby.
It's ESPN.
I'm practicing when I'm older and the sight goes out the door. You got to just use the ears.
I wasn't there, but I heard that you crushed a couple of Mick Ultras, took a quick snooze, and woke up for the fourth.
I do not drink Michelob Ultras.
Oh, wow.
But,
no, what was your drink of choice that day?
He ate all my Geology skin.
Black cherry White Claw.
Wow.
By the way, you are
Claw season.
You are hooked on this black cherry.
Only black cherry.
By the way, White Claw is, look, two carbs.
It's fantastic.
Pretty amazing. It is.
We got to get some in here.
We do.
I need to know what the alcohol is. They just read out the ingredients. It's just alcohol. Good luck.
I love it.
Good luck.
It's plant-based. It's literally plant-based. You don't want to know what's in there.
No, you don't want to know, but it's not awful for you.
Yeah. So they say.
It'll keep you skinny, but it could be awful for
you. Well, it's worth it.
I mean, what were your thoughts, Sof?
I think that any time that you pull out a fake punt in the first quarter, you're really trying to beat a team. I think that game meant a lot to Florida. I think that if they...
More to Florida,
I think it did. Yeah, no, it could have meant more to Florida. I think that... if you don't do that, I always think that if, like, when you run plays like that and they're successful or not successful, obviously it changes the game. If they don't complete that, Miami probably instantly goes up 10-0 because they're on the 20. But because they completed it, the next play was a massive 70-yard touchdown, and it completely changed the game. I think that Florida is good. I think that Florida is not great. At the end of last year, we saw a game, them versus Michigan, where Michigan's defense didn't really play, and Florida's quarterback looked amazing, and I think that that sort of clouded my thinking into thinking this Florida team was really good when, honestly, both of them kind of suck. Miami's defense is good. Very good. Their offense needs work. This new quarterback looks like he deserves to be there over Tate Martell. What's his name? Williams?
Jaren Williams.
He had a
redshirt freshman.
He had a completion percentage of what? 80%?
Yeah. 63. But close. They actually both were 60. Him and Felipe Franks did well.
By the way, Jaren Williams is the better quarterback. I refuse to hear that. Felipe Franks.
I mean, those two interceptions were just, he almost cost them the game. Not
He's
once.
Terrible.
But, well, no, the first one was a tip ball that was overthrown. So technically that was Felipe's fault. The second pass, just get the turnover on downs. It's the fourth quarter now. And he just whips it to nobody.
Across field, almost.
It gave Miami the ball in the 25. They are so lucky. Florida should be counting their blessings, I would like to say, and I do want to give some credit to Manny Diaz. So many young kids for this Miami team were in this game, especially on the offensive line. You had two guys there. You know, that's something, you know, we got to talk on the offensive line. Florida had 10 sacks. And I don't think it was that they're so bad, like Ben wants to say. I think they're both very well matched. I think Florida is deserving of its top 10 ranking. Maybe Miami should have been in the back 20. I don't know. But in terms of a coaching matchup, the Mullen against Diaz, loved every part of it. Mullen going for it on fourth down with a fake punt on the first drive. Miami would have had all the momentum after a field goal and a three and out. The coaching matchups were fantastic in my eyes. I'm not sure if you guys want to comment on that. It's all about the kids when they're on the field, but the coaches getting them ready for that game, first of the year, that environment, I think they did a hell of a job.
Definitely. And as you said, the coaching, there's a lot of history between these two. Manny actually worked under Mullen twice in his career.
I'd love to work under Mullen.
Was he at Mississippi State?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And Diaz was at Texas. I mean, there's a lot of history other than, Miami UF. These guys grew up going to high school together, the players from Miami UF. But, Ben, to your point about the fake field goal, fake punt, Miami pulled one in the fourth quarter. Unfortunately, the Zebras happened to call bullshit holding on Mallory, the second tight end. But obviously, I'm a bit of a homer. Ben likes to say I'm biased, but I do watch with an unbiased eye. It's a talent that I have. It's an unbiased eye. It's like when I watch LeBron, I don't really hate him.
Yeah.
But I think there were a lot of bright spots for this young Miami team. I think when you go against the top 10 team with whose defense is just top, that front seven is up there with the best in the country. These guys have to learn fast, and I think we saw the worst of what's to come from this team, and it ain't too bad because the Miami, Mark Richt's Miami would have fallen over and died and taken it like a dead fish, and I'm happy that my boys didn't do that this weekend.
Taking it like a dead fish. Vic said that he thinks that Florida deserves their top 10 ranking. Do you think that they deserve a top 10 ranking?
I think they ended last year off kind of nice. I think Felipe Franks ended
after
on a high.
After week zero. Yeah, after week zero.
I think, yeah. Hostile environment. They stuck it out. There were some really bright spots by the running, by Pirine, and especially that kid Tony. I mean, that kid's fucking fast as hell.
Yeah, he is.
And their front was awesome. And Mullen was good. So, yeah, I can't really take it away from them. I think, as Vic said, I think Miami should have been like a late 20s, and we'd all be saying, oh, my God, hostile environment, rivalry game. It's more emotional than it is, always football. So I think, the team that pulled it out on top, definitely deserving. But you don't. I see you don't.
I don't.
I think the offense is in top 10, but that defense could carry them.
I don't think that either of these teams are top 10. I don't even think that. I think that after week one, I think that when I look at top 10, it's do you have a chance to make the college football playoff? That's what top 10 means to me.
By the way, each of the last, I think it was, since the first year, there's been one team in the college football playoff that wasn't even ranked.
No, I'm just saying, when I see those teams, I just don't see complete football teams. I think that they're both
yet,
mid-20s.
But that's why it's week zero.
No, yeah, Sure, my opinion could change. But for right now, I don't think that either of them are deserving of a top 10. When I think of top 10 schools, you have to think of the Alabamas, the Georgias.
That's top three.
The Ohio States. No, but top 10 is
But the
competing.
End of the top 10, who's 10? Oregon's 11.
Oregon's 11 right now.
Texas, is Texas top 10? Auburn? No.
Auburn is not in there. Auburn's
17.
16. The thing is that like not every team is using this weekend or this first week where you're
to be challenged.
Yeah, you're allowed to select every year. You are allowed to select. You have your conference play, and you have to select a couple non-conference games, and they chose to go against each other, and they put each other. You know, I don't want to call it a ring of fire, but you know, you whoever loses this game, you're at a disadvantage, and you got to keep climbing to get back there. So, I mean, I'd love to see a game like this every year, and we had this LSU-Miami last year. It's tough, but if you got the balls to step up and play and you win the game, you're a leg up on everybody else.
It's true, and we actually saw the complete opposite game in the late-night game, Hawaii-Arizona, which was a shootout, no defense whatsoever, 45-38 Hawaii. Is this a bad look for the Pac-12? This is sort of, these late-night games, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, nobody seems to like to play defense in these late-night games.
I mean,
am I wrong?
I mean, that's no.
These are always shootouts.
And that is Pac-12 football. Pac-12 recently has gotten defensive. Washington has sort of been like that over the past year. Washington State never, Oregon never. Like, all these teams, and that's how some certain conferences go. And it's
Stanford a bit.
It's aligned, yeah, and it's aligned with the Big 12 also, where you have these spread offenses, a lot of no huddle, shotgun only. It's not a horrible look for if Hawaii goes undefeated, this is not a bad look for the Pac-12. It's a bad look, I just think, for Arizona. And, you know, Kevin Sumlin, we spoke about this last week. This guy, he's got a nice fat contract. He got a hefty severance package from Texas A&M. He's got his Heisman watch quarterback, Khalil Tate, who heartbreakingly falls in the one-yard line. Look, maybe Hawaii's all of a sudden this new rise team like Boise State's been in years past. We don't really know.
They're not. And I think Kevin Sumlin is the best thing that ever happened to Kevin Sumlin's career is Johnny Manziel goes pro and sucks. So it's like Kevin Sumlin is the quarterback whisperer because Johnny Manziel was so good. Honestly, Kevin Sumlin just ain't that good. And Khalil Tate is bringing this Zona team against, you know, a very underrated Hawaii team. Zona's not even the best team in their state. Zona State's better than them. Zona really isn't that good, and Sumlin isn't that good of a coach. So I think playing in Hawaii is a little tough, but I think this is worse on Zona than it is the Pac-12 in trouble. They still got Oregon, Stanford, Washington, Washington State, and Zona State. I mean, there are some good teams out there, and you're not even talking USC or UCLA. So
this is how it is all the time, and we spoke about this last week. I believe that we all said that we take Hawaii with the points. I think it was 11.
I was on the over.
No, we were all on the over.
We were all on the over.
Well, we were all, just to clarify, we were all on nothing.
On the over.
But we all said that we were on the over. And it's always difficult. One, I think it's got to be very hard to play in Hawaii. You're there. You're probably pretty distracted. It's gorgeous weather. And it's just like always a weird timed game.
Yeah, and the names and the chants, they're a little different than what you're used to.
And the Hutus and the Watas. There's a lot
going
on.
The coconut bras.
Hawaii puts up points. They always put up points. It's not like every single year you're in a shootout with Hawaii. These over-unders are always in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, I think this calls it 70.5.
Yeah, and it's last year, we saw nothing from Arizona. How could they open as an 11-point favorite? I have no idea. Arizona looked like shit last year. So whoever took
it was this whole Khalil Tate effect. It's like he's back from the ankle.
It doesn't even do anything.
But I agree.
Like, a quarterback is only as good as his O-line, as his receivers, and his coach.
I like that you're leaving out running back. You're really salty on the running backs.
I just don't know. You're
a sell on all running backs.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, you never know.
No, you don't. You're right. And we're seeing that more and more.
But so looking ahead to week one this week, I want to go through. We're going to do these rapid fire last week. We're going to go down the list. We're going to make some quick predictions.
We're going to go in order. We managed to pick five out of, I think there's 100 games this week people.
There are too many games and too many big
spreads. By the way, that's incredible.
We're going to do this. I'm going to go
Man cave.
Vic to Jack. Jack to me. And in a circle. Ready?
Are we doing each game?
Rapid fire. We're starting with the same game.
All right, let's go.
Okay, Vic. Number 19, Wisconsin at South Florida. Wisconsin is -13. Sorry, I stumbled there. -13, over-under of 57.5. Who do you got?
I'm taking are they the Bulls?
Are they
the South Florida Bulls?
My guy.
Down in Raymond James Stadium, I'm taking them +13.
Total?
Total, I'm going to go the under 57 and a half.
By the way, Slick, I'm going the same way. I got the Bulls. Charlie Strong, right?
Charlie Strong.
Charlie Strong and the Bulls. And I think Wisconsin, you know, those white guys who just eat like literally corn husks. Those guys play some defense. Soft.
Is Hornibrook still quarterback?
No, he's at Florida State.
He's at Florida State.
Yeah.
Who's the quarterback of Wisconsin?
Some other white guy.
Okay, great. I'm taking South Florida plus 13 and under 57 and a half as well. I haven't seen anything out of Wisconsin in a while that I liked. Yes, this is rapid fire. Moving on. Ole Miss at Memphis. Memphis minus 5.5, over under 68, Vic.
I'm going to go with Memphis. So Ole Miss, they haven't shown me anything in years past. They got to step up. They're not getting it done this year.
Over under?
I'm going to go with the over. This is going to be nuts.
By the way, Slick and I going on the same page again. I like Memphis in this one, and it's going to be a high-flying affair. But Ole Miss, honestly, has been shitting the bed ever since Dak left. So, was that Mississippi State?
Was Mississippi State.
Well, they wish they had Dak.
You could say Eli Manning, but then you're going back 15 years. So
it's a little too deep for me. Oh, no, who was the guy? The white guy, Chad Kelly. Go.
Yeah, a little awkward, but I, too, am taking Memphis minus 5.5.
No
over
shock
68.
Here. We're all bound by the hip.
No, Memphis is it's the same thing as these Hawaii games. You see Memphis, they score points. And Ole Miss hasn't really had the same defense that they had a couple of years ago, so I like minus 5.5 in the over.
We're really on this Atlantic 10. I think South Florida and Memphis, same conference. I don't know if it's Atlantic 10 or Atlantic Athletic Conference.
Victor, we are in the middle of rapid fire.
No, it's the AAC.
It's AAC.
Yep, the A-10 is like the Richmond Spiders.
I had to get a part of rapid fire does nobody understand.
Right,
I want to Northwestern at number 25, Stanford. This is a very interesting game. Stanford minus 6.5, over under 46. Rapid fire, Vic.
Not a believer in the Pac-12, Northwestern plus 6.5. And the under 46, these are teams that do not move the ball fast.
Jack.
I'm actually going to take Stanford in this one. Give me the minus 6.5. I think Northwestern has that new practice facility, but it doesn't look like they're practicing much. Give me the over.
I am also on Northwestern plus 6.5. They run the ball a lot. They have a great defense, under 46. Virginia Tech at Boston College. Virginia Tech minus 4, over under 56. Vic.
This is a real tough one. I'm taking the Hokies. You know what? Boston College at home. Program's on the rise. Give me plus 4. And what do we got? 56 here? I will say under. It's a bit too high for me.
Jack?
I like Boston College as well. They got a kick-ass running back, AJ something. He's a beast. But Vatek's really good too. I think this is going to be over. High-scoring affair. Bunge, what do you got?
I like Boston College plus 4 and the over. I think that there's something about these games. There's always those late touchdowns. I see this going over.
It's a classic ACC conference game. I mean, it's early. By the way, name's A.J. Dillon. Keep going. Yeah, that's his name. Watch it. Heisman watch.
Lastly, number 11, Oregon versus number 16, Auburn. That was phrased a little weird. Number 11, Oregon. Home to number 16, Auburn. Auburn minus 3.5, over under 56, Vic.
The reason it's a just plain old versus, not an ad. This is the game in Dallas Cowboys Stadium, ladies and gentlemen. And there's one thing about Gus Malzahn and that visor. He does insanely well in neutral field games. I'm taking the Auburn Tigers, minus 3.5. Let's go under 56. I think they shut those ducks down.
I think Malzahn can't rally the boys in this one, and I think he gets fired after this year. Give me Justin Herbert, top quarterback in the nation. Give me the Ducks. Quack quack. Bunge.
Total.
Over. Over.
Yeah,
Herbert.
I'm on Oregon and the over as well. I think you should obviously always take the points, but I do think that Oregon wins outright.
I think it's gonna be a slow start just because it's in Dallas Cowboys Stadium, but. But Cristobal and Herbert, Oregon, I mean, that
Who's
team's
Cristobal?
The coach.
Wow.
Mario.
That is a very spooky name, Cristobal.
Nice, great coach.
Very, very nice.
Hell of a coach. Where are we watching that one, boys? Anywhere? We
that
need to find
one,
a man cave.
Someone's couch.
Is that this weekend?
That's this weekend. It's Saturday night, baby.
I'm in Dallas this weekend.
You're kidding.
Swear to God.
Oh, we're in Dallas.
Hey, wait, get the sweet going, champagne.
I was literally looking for a preseason Cowboys game. I didn't even look to see, holy crap, I'll be there. Because why not?
So, Vic, I just got a new couch today, actually.
So Oregon and the over.
The couch, by the way, the couch actually didn't fit in my elevator. We had to call Couch Doctor. This is a quick
I've heard about this. I've heard about this.
So we had to remove an arm.
Oh, you got a new couch?
Yeah.
How is it?
So I haven't sat in it yet.
You ditched the porn couch?
The porn couch is gone. The Dirk Diggler couch is gone.
Do not discount Bob's.
By the way, that say,
do not
you once
Bob's.
Came over and that thing ate your entire winter jacket.
Everything.
Off your body.
Everything.
You had your arms in. And
it was just under the seat.
You reached for like some salsa and little did you know my couch ate it. By the way, your wallet is at my house. It's been there for
it's
a couple weeks.
It's still under the couch.
Yep, there it is. I've swiped that card so many times.
That was you?
Yeah, that was me.
All my fraud. The 400 at Applebee's.
At Target.
200 at Vans.
Yep. Don't forget.
You need a new skateboard sneakers?
Skateboards. Okay. Burton shoes.
I mean, I'm sure that we all checked our phone at one point or another, and while we were having a great weekend, got a really scary notification that Andrew Luck has retired from football after 7 seasons. The fact that he's only playing for 7 years is also kind of crazy to me. It feels like he's been in the league forever, but... arguably one of the most prolific passing, I mean, obviously passing, prolific quarterbacks
blockers,
of all time.
Kickers.
Too many injuries, but there have been a lot of quarterbacks that have had a lot of injuries. Luck looked amazing last year. I know he was dealing with something. Let's start with how shocked we all were. Give me one word, Vic. When you got the news that Andrew Luck retired, give me one word. How were you feeling?
I'm sad.
Sad. Jack.
Frustrated.
I'm going to go with sad, too. This was a sad... I don't know why. It felt like he died. Like, I know that he didn't die, but it was just, like, such a weird...
We, like, kind of grew up with him. He was... Him, RG3. I mean, they came up together. What? Who else? Who was the third one? Russell?
I didn't grow up with RG3.
Russell's in the mix.
No, but 7 years.
No, guys that come into the league that are hyped out of college.
They came into the league and like we were like.
You could say the same about Baker Mayfield.
We were like 16. I know you didn't grow up. You grew up with like.
It's the guys.
You grew up with like
Mike. Ben's lost it, but I got what Jack's saying. It's the guys that you sort of see in college. Luck was a guy who stayed all 4 years at Stanford.
You saw him in college.
He could have left after the third year. He stayed again. Robert Griffin III stayed, wins a Heisman, plays at Baylor, puts Baylor on the map. I mean, who is Baylor in football?
Art Briles.
You know, a lot of these guys, you love seeing them out of college, and you think, okay, they get taken in the top 10. Luck went 1 overall himself. The guy set record after record. Yeah. He's won the most games as a rookie quarterback. He won 11 games that year. You know, I was thinking about all the moments watching him come out. I think one of my favorite was when the Broncos went back to Indianapolis when Peyton Manning was on the team. And they won, and literally every person is shaking Peyton Manning's hand in Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, and Andrew Luck sort of comes up to him as if, like, hey, you're my role model, but, like, everyone's cheering you on in my home stadium. It's my first season here. He has a crazy amount of records for, I think, like, first 6 seasons, amount of completions, yards.
With injuries. I mean, it's not like he hasn't battled his fair
injuries.
He also
set the Colts season passing record. He had like 76 yards more than
this guy. You know what? I still think he gets in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's an absolute stud. And I want
that's just tough. You don't have the body to work.
It's tough. But
one of those guys. Like, if he played a full career, of course. Even if he never won a Super Bowl, but for me, it's he's just such a nice guy. I saw this video. I'm sure you guys saw this too. Every single time he got sacked by a D lineman.
Hey man,
he would say,
great.
Hey man, and he would. By the way, really throwing shade. Hey fat boy, nice tackle. Hey big
fat boy loves hearing that.
No, I'm kidding.
Fat boy loves
hearing big man, great tackle. Like great move. Like he just such a competitor. Such a great sport. I remember to Vic's point of like moments that you really stuck with you when they went to London. He was just like the face of the Colts being in London. He just was such a good guy.
Yeah, he's a really good guy.
And like I
super well spoken.
And the comments from T.Y. Hilton, like it
that's
kinda,
what it is. That's why
how people speak of
exactly.
you is such like tells exactly who this person is. It reminded me of the DeMar DeRozan Kyle Lowry situation
where
they're brothers, and like T.Y. Hilton said, like this is the best fucking guy ever.
He honestly reminded me the way he played reminded me of like Tim Duncan, like never complained. If you ever hit him late, like I can like it's like Viv, I'm having flash. So I'm on like he like once got like a late hit, and like instead of you know the way like Aaron Rodgers sort of gets up and it's like don't ever fucking do that to me again. Luck just kept like no, don't worry. Like I know you were just like giving it your all and like giving it 100% on every play. Like don't worry that you just totally hit me after I slid. Like I don't mind it. Like I don't need to get into a fight. Let me pick up myself and just keep moving on. That's sort of the guy he wasn't. He really tried and people who have drafted him in fantasy last few seasons have been dealing with this. Was he going to play? Was he not going to play?
But it's been worth it the whole time. I mean, every time he steps on the field. You know, yeah, exactly. He's giving it his all. And just what he said about Jacoby Brissett and, you know, how highly he spoke of him. And he said he came back last year and he was honestly jealous of the guy. He was jealous of Brissett. That, like, initially he walked in and it was Brissett's team. Brissett's the quarterback. And he grew to get past that. And he actually worked with Brissett. They both got so much better. And I just think Luck is just such a down-to-earth, great guy. And he's got aspirations beyond football. I hear he wants to be an architect. Like, he's apparently this really intelligent, just genius guy. And, it's sad. My frustration comes from, I don't know if you saw the video of, he left in the middle of the preseason game, and fans were booing.
Awful.
I mean, like, are you kidding me? It's not like he had one injury, and he just left. He also was giving back money. Like, he was entitled to, like, what was it, 40-something million? And he didn't get out there and take a snap to the point where he had to get paid. He's giving the team still a couple weeks to get going with Brissett behind center. I think it's real fucked up. For a team that lost Peyton, and they had this savior kid who's a generational talent in Andrew Luck, and you're booing the guy. Like, you see, the guy breathes, thinks, sleeps, eats. Everything is football to him.
It's really hard. Like, I'm with you, and it was so shitty watching it. If I'm a diehard Colts fan, I'm thinking to myself, we're about to win 13 games. We're about to win 12 games.
It sucks because you're on the cusp.
Yeah, you're right there. This defense is insane. This O-line is insane.
Bevy of receivers.
Like, Marlon Mack.
No, Marlon Mack just exploded. Marlon Mack. Like,
yeah. You got T.Y. Hilton. They added Funchess. They got Eric Ebron, our guy, our favorite tight end, Eric Ebron.
Jack Doyle.
They got a bevy of weapons. And you know what? Maybe they're not in as bad a position as most teams would be losing your star quarterback.
Jacoby Brissett could be. I mean, they could
be solid.
They can
make it somehow into the wild card.
He's an ex-Patriot.
Yeah, like, played under Tom Brady, played under
Andrew
Luck.
And he's done well with
this
team. I mean, they didn't make the playoffs here, but he had chemistry. And a guy who's been there working with the team the last 2 years, there's something to be said about that. It's not like they just have some rookie schmuck coming in.
Of course.
Who barely knows the playbook, and you're just going to throw him in there like that 2-14 season they had the year before Andrew Luck got there, which was just a freaking nightmare.
Did you guys hear that? I mean, for me, the Colts are now one of my favorite teams in football by this move, that they are paying Andrew Luck his full contract.
Yeah.
What are our thoughts?
By the way,
Jack?
That's a message to the fans. Shut the fuck up. This guy gave it his all. And even though this was a move in order to help the team, because he just couldn't go anymore. He's mentally and physically drained. Shut up, because we're giving him what he deserves. I mean, this is Jim Irsay. This isn't one of those silent owners. This is a guy who stepped up to the plate, and he's now saying, I'm going to pay it all to Andrew Luck. I mean, classy move. I'm not sure Andrew Luck needs it, but it's still a message. I think a lot of it is a message, what this guy gave Indianapolis after the 2-14 season and beyond. And you know what? I think you'll see Andrew Luck around the organization for years to come. I don't think he's just going to totally dissolve and go back, you know.
Go off into architecture.
Well, he's going into architecture. Yeah. We can't stop. The guy's just bound.
He has a dream for building.
He's going to build like towers in Santiago, Chile or something.
He has a passion for
it. What is it? La Cumbre
de los Cilindro Caliente Towers.
Yeah, so the building right next door.
It sucks.
It sucks.
Maybe he comes back. I don't know. Hot take. Or is that a hot take? What is he now? He's 30? No, 29. He can't be 30. 29.
He's 29.
I mean, if he can get on the Tom Brady program for a couple years, start eating 80% vegetables.
Here's
the Tom Brady program that he doesn't talk about. That's like skinny people. When you ask them, how do you stay so fit? Oh, you know, I work out a lot. No, you were born to be skinny. Some people were born to be fat. Some people were born to be skinny.
Down like that. You're just big boned.
Some people were born to be fit.
You've been going to the gym lately. Don't put yourself down. You look like you're shedding a few. Your left arm looks so skinny.
It's swole.
The right arm, not that much, but the left arm. The hair on the shoulder hair just continues to grow.
Hang on. Yes. Yes. I'm trying to remember my train of thought. Tom Brady. Thank you for that. Tom Brady is a freak of nature, and we can't put him – nobody goes in Tom Brady land. Tom Brady is like Roger Federer. Is like these guys can just play forever and be unbelievable. Andrew Luck is like a Derrick Rose. Andrew Luck is a guy that is supposed to be unbelievable, and Derrick Rose is fighting for his fucking life. Andrew Luck stopped fighting.
Do you know what team Derrick Rose is on? Quick.
Timberwolves. Pistons. Yeah.
I knew I'd catch you a little quick. No, I'm like the quick. But, like, it sucks. And, by the way, I hold Andrew Luck to a little higher of a pedestal. Like, he also changed the culture, changed the city.
You changed to an MVP?
I did, but it was a one season. It sucks, but it.
I don't agree.
Really? I think Andrew Luck totally just changed the city and changed the culture of the Colts, brought these guys. Look at. Also, but Derrick Rose has unfortunately become a journeyman. I don't think the Colts will ever give up on Andrew Luck.
That's true.
Yeah, it's the quarterback, and there are five guys on the basketball court. But I just don't think – I think the effect is different and the impact on his teammates. But, yeah, let's move on to the other injury.
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to – I mean, Andrew Luck didn't get injured in the preseason, but this is a common theme.
Yeah.
What we were talking about this last week, is the preseason good for NFL players in general? But Lamar Miller – of the Texans tears his ACL in week 3 of the preseason. Playing in preseason, is it on the coaches or the players at this point? What are we supposed to do? We really did touch on this last week, but it's just as important this week. Lamar Miller is a huge part of the Texans.
He's a top 10 running back.
How do we make sense of this? That's good. That's
the good news is you know, there's another Miami Hurricane who's ready to step up right behind him, and that's Duke Johnson.
Great timing by Duke and his agent, by the way. I mean, it sucks.
You couldn't have wrote this any better. Duke Johnson was in a setup with the Cleveland Browns where it was – we got Nick Chubb. We just added Kareem Hunt. They had two other guys. He finally comes here. He's, okay, I'll be the passing back. Now he's going to be the every down back. If the Texans don't make some kind of trade, Duke Johnson is full on ready to take this role and be an every down back. I think he could be a good bell cow.
To be clear, you don't give a shit about Lamar Miller.
I know I do. I feel for the guy. It was a horrible hit.
He's talking about how the Texans recoup.
You've got to look forward. And now that you're in the same division with a team that just lost their starting quarterback. Wow. I mean, the AFC South is wide open. The Schwitz is coming off. I got bullets coming down my face. The thing is, when you have a running quarterback, a mobile quarterback like Deshaun Watson, I feel like the running back isn't you need a pass
catcher.
Duke
Johnson might be the perfect guy.
Little check down guy who can run. They still got DeAndre Hopkins. They got Will Fuller coming back. If J.J. Watt stays healthy. These are two teams that if they could have had injuries happen to them, are the two teams.
It's the fifth to you, by the way. It's Will Fuller, the fifth.
I've had enough. Oh, no, I'm thinking Willie Snead.
That was Willie Snead the fourth. People just added suffixes to their names about two seasons ago.
No, Snead's in Baltimore.
But Snead was a Texan.
I don't know. So he was a Saint.
Saints.
By the way, is CJ Fedorowicz still out in Houston?
Yes.
He is.
I don't know who the tight end is normally.
They've got some
I think
guys.
It's him. But look, if there were two teams that could have injuries to two of their best players, I guess this was it. An X-Man-up mentality. We know this from the Jets who keep losing guys left and right. I mean, what do you think about this? A quarterback, a running back like Duke Johnson, who's never been the number one bell cow, three down back. How does he just sort of jump into this role and say, I'm the guy now. I got to step up.
I mean, he's asked for it the last 2 years out in Cleveland. He's asked for it, and Baker Mayfield has called him out and said, dude, it's not about you. I mean, this is a team, and I get it. It's a business, but you're putting yourself ahead of the team. This is what Duke wanted. Unfortunately, it came at the season-ending injury of a fellow alum of the U. But this is what he asked for. He is a small back. He's more of a pass-catching back. But at Miami, he was an every-down back up until he broke his leg against FSU. I think he could handle it. You bet your ass Bill O'Brien's going to throw Alfred Blue in every chance he has. I mean, this guy's just waiting always. Him and who is it? T.J. Yates. Those guys are just waiting for the call constantly.
Waiting to hawk your touchdown. There's another guy with a long last name. I forget. It's not Huma Numa Nui. It's there's another guy. There's always one guy with a long last name that's just waiting in line.
But these are Texan. These are guys who just constantly wait outside the Texan stadium waiting for the call.
Waiting to steal your touchdown in fantasy. I don't want to be dramatic and say that Bill O'Brien should be fired over something like this, but I think that
Lamar, oh, yeah. We, by the way, Lamar, my bad. We totally didn't answer
the
question.
No, it's fine. It's a two-part question. Lamar,
we've been doing this for like 3 weeks now. We can't get decided.
Yeah, no.
Lamar Miller knows what it's like to play in a football game. Lamar Miller is an experienced NFL running back.
Should not be.
Why is he in the third week of the preseason? He doesn't need more reps.
What
He's
quarter
had
was
years
it?
Of reps. That's a great question. Even if it's the first quarter, it just...
I agree. What it is it? It's that week three, though. It's week three. It's so, that whole three. But I agree. This week three, player starts should
week,
not
no
be
week
a thing.
Three, no week four, you remember how to play fucking football.
Yeah.
Unless you're a rookie and you need to experience what it's like to play at full speed against an opponent, there's no reason that you should be in the game. That being said, I've been on record on this show saying that I think that running backs are as good as their O-lines, and especially when you have a guy that runs the option like Deshaun Watson, a running quarterback. Duke Johnson is a capable back. I don't think that they really miss a beat. It's just sad for Lamar Miller, and it's something that really shouldn't have happened with proper coaching.
Do I hear Arian Foster making a comeback and going to the Texans?
Oh, my God. Bring him down the list with Priest Holmes and all these guys that this one crazy year. I'm excited. This wide-open AFC South.
Yeah, who do you have in the AFC South?
I would – I don't even know. Who are the other two teams?
Yeah,
Colts. You got the Texans.
Jags,
you've got
Titans.
The Jags and the Titans. And
that's it.
You know what? I would still rock with the Texans. I don't know if anybody else – I know we know Ben loves the Jaguars.
By the way,
I don't think at this point you could still go – unless you want to ride the Nick Foles train.
I might be riding with Safra on Big Dick Nick.
By the way, it's not even Big Dick Nick, which, by the way, we're calling Big Dick Nick Big Dick Nick permanently.
Obviously, but are you Nick riding Big Dick Nick?
Of course. Love riding Big Dick Nick. The
Jaguars fit for two, ain't it?
I think that's the Jaguars division. I think that – the Jaguars were good with Blake Bortles, who is fucking atrocious. He is a terrible quarterback. Nick Foles is a great quarterback. Also,
Don't throw great. I mean, he is
a great quarterback.
He had a great run with a very good team and
a
great
Hall
time.
Of Fame quarterback.
What
oh
the
my
fuck
God.
Did you just say?
He is. I'm about to fall off my
he
chair.
Is.
Yeah, at the University
goodness.
Of Arizona.
No, in the playoffs, winning Super Bowls. What are you guys, crazy?
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And getting to
don't
another
just
Super
give
Bowl.
Him an extra ring for no reason. I mean.
Wait. Fuck you.
Nick Foles
the Philly
is a great
special. Up, oh, everybody, let's start playing the Philly special.
And after he wins the division this year and makes the playoffs, I'm not saying that they're going to win the Super Bowl or anything, but the Jaguars.
But you are. But...
No, the Jaguars had an unbelievable defense.
Still do.
And now they added Josh Allen.
Still a great defense.
The non-quarterback.
No, the better Josh Allen.
From Kentucky.
From Kentucky that the Giants should have drafted.
As long as, what's his name, shuts his mouth instead of getting touchdowns scored on him.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey needs to come back and be what he is, but he's very talented. Josh Allen is very talented.
Classic Florida State.
Nick Foles is very talented. And if their O-line can stand up, I like the Jaguars to come out of that division.
No, I agree. They're excited. By the way, Foles gives them... I can't name you one wide receiver on that team because
D.D. Westbrook.
Oh, D.D. Westbrook. Hearns is gone.
Did they add Humphreys?
Metcalf is gone. They had
Metcalf. Who just got Metcalf?
Seahawks. There's a guy for who
is
on. Oh, Moncrief. Dante Moncrief.
I thought he went to the Steelers.
I thought he's on. Whoever it is,
he's on the Colts. It really comes full circle. Nick Foles South out here. I mean,
Nick Foles adds another dimension to this team to add to that defense that Blake Bortles bald or not bald. Couldn't.
Yeah, and if their O-line's healthy.
Oh, they have the Jet. Terrell Pryor.
Who does?
Jesus, I thought you were going to say
Benny
the
Jet
Rodriguez.
Scoop. He sent that. Yeah, I thought you were talking
Sandlot.
Benny.
Like,
I thought you were talking Benny
on,
Rodriguez.
Dude.
And Marquise Lee, who had a good year last year. I'm not saying that they're great.
Marquise Lee had for him was he was that young kid from USC. Now he's like 38. Like, he's got like seven kids.
Yeah, they need Fournette to have a monster year.
Yeah.
But that guy's really
at least Yeldon's gone. That guy sucked.
Yeah, he did suck. I want to change gears for a second. Would either of you like to congratulate me or no? Should I just jump right in?
I mean, I'll give it to you because for once you've made a call. It happened. There was no wavering. Ben, mazel tov. You've picked the correct FedEx Cup champion, Rory McIlroy, on a road to redemption. I mean, I'd like to turn it over to you and have your comments. We're going to bring in we're going to have a 100-gun salute over here.
Thank you very much.
I got choppers in the air.
Dun, 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 dun.
How does it feel?
It feels much worse than probably Rory McIlroy feels as he won $15 million in the biggest purse in the history of professional golf.
What's the first thing you do with just like holing it and $15 million is yours? What? Like,
first, you wait for the government to take half of it.
Yep.
Then when you're at $7.5 million, you realize that as Rory McIlroy, that's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
He's probably just really pumped.
He definitely raged fucking balls with his boys in Atlanta because wherever he goes, he brings like his friends. They get a huge crib. Yep. I mean, they went to, what's that, King of Diamonds, right? Out in Atlanta. They probably had a blast.
Wow. King of Diamonds. You spent a lot of time at strip clubs in Atlanta?
Hey.
I've been to the airport. Hell of an airport.
King of Diamonds.
There's one right by the airport if you play your cards right.
Wow, look at you. Is that their slogan? If you play your cards right at the King of Diamonds?
You're damn right it is.
Jesus, wow.
Anything's possible.
Just say Jack at the door for 15 times.
But Rory said that he didn't think about it once. He never thought that he could win this tournament. Do you guys buy that?
No. Sorry. That's not what he said.
No, he didn't say, oh, well, I'm not thinking about winning the 15 million because I don't got a shot in hell, but.
Sorry, this episode's also brought to you by Suntory Whiskey of Toki. We're getting a little loose over here.
He said, read the quote. He said, as to the money, I didn't think about it once. I was thinking about winning this tournament.
Oh, so he was thinking about winning the tournament.
Just winning the tournament.
I totally buy that. I don't think that he thought about the money at all. I don't think that professional golfers, I think that if you think about the money, you're going to lose. Yeah. Like, it's too, that's getting your own head.
These guys have made enough, and I mean, $15 million I'm sure makes a difference whoever you are, you know, unless you're a billionaire and you're done with having two commas in your name. You've got three commas. So, you know, the money adds up. These guys win money every time they place in one of these tournaments. Some have more, some have a bigger purse, some have a smaller purse. But for him, this was big, and you rewind 1 year. He's in the final pairing with Tiger in the Tour Championship. We spoke about this last week. Tiger won the Tour Championship, but it wasn't structured the way it was this year with the staggered scoring. And Tiger just, all the eyes were on Tiger. And you have Rory on the 18th green last year, seeing Tiger sink the final putt. It's all about him. You fast forward to this year, Rory's not really doing too well. He hasn't won a major. He wins the Canadian Open, but then he craps the bed at the WGC against Brooks Koepka. Doesn't make the cut at his home Irish Open, his home Open.
British Open.
British Open, the Open in Ireland. You think about the road that he's gone on, and then he finally starts this tournament at 5 under because he was 5th overall. And coincidentally enough, paired with Brooks Koepka, it's going to be a great rivalry to see down the road. Two of the greats we'll be talking about. To me, it was the road. I don't know what Jack's thinking. But to go from where he was a year ago to blow it at the Open, the WGC, to not make the cut at the Open, to get here to the final day, to be in the final pairing with Brooks Koepka.
By the way,
are you writing his book, Rory McIlroy?
The Road.
The New York Times bestseller, Rory McIlroy, The Road.
By the way, I think you're both nuts. He's obviously thinking about the $15 million as he's coming down the last couple holes, down the stretch, as he's about to take it to Brooks Koepka, the guy who went on the hole. Bro, I'm wearing off-white golf sneakers. It's fashion. Rory McIlroy is thinking about the money, okay? He pulled up to the golf course. He pulled up to East Lake, and he said, what are you going to do with the money? He's like, oh, money's better when you get to spend it with your boys. The guy's thinking about the $15 million. He's not a three-billionaire. I mean, the guy, $15 million, it's the largest purse in fucking golf history. He's thinking about the money, and he took it right to Brooks Koepka. He was 5 under to start the tournament. We said it last week. Thomas starting at 10 under. Is an advantage, but it wouldn't be as big of an advantage because he had a target on his back all weekend.
Yeah, and what hole was that where he duffed it 3 straight times greenside?
Triple bogey.
Yeah, but did you see that?
He
chipped it, rolled down the hill.
That was Justin Rose. That was the funniest thing I've ever.
By the way, they all had a couple of those. The East Lake was really tough.
And you know what? You know how Rory did this? Only got to be make par or under on all 4 rounds. Nobody else was able to do it. Koepka.
What do you mean?
He didn't bogey. He didn't bogey once in the tournament.
No, every round.
Every round he had bogey,
par or under for the round.
Oh, you're saying he shot
right.
He shot under par
for each round, which not everybody did. And Koepka was in control on the last day.
The road.
It was a yo. You know what? You can make fun of me all you want. It was a hell of a ride. Hell of a ride. You get out with your boys. You're in your car. You're driving.
You, Big Dick Nick, and Rory McIlroy. But,
you know, for someone who, you know, this has been made a joke of, but I don't play golf. I've come to love it this year.
Nobody plays.
I don't know if it was this new scoring system. Something about golf got me so excited. Maybe it was the constant jawing between Koepka and DeChambeau.
Koepka's great
what,
for
what
golf.
What did it for you guys
this year? I was just going to say that.
Koepka's
great for golf.
For golf.
I mean, dude, Virgil Abloh's hitting you up.
There's some rivalries. Rivalries.
Yeah, I think if Virgil Abloh's hitting you up and saying, toss on these golf shoes that nobody else has even seen, and apparently no one on the PGA Tour even knows what the brand Off-White is because someone said, you know, you're wearing those shoes with a little tag. What's going on? He goes, you know, it's fashion, bro.
Then he goes, it's like you 40-year-old white guys asking me my shoes. Bro, it's fashion. Ask anybody else on the tour. They don't know what this is. Dude, Koepka knows he's a dick, and he's great for golf. He was crowned best golfer of the year, finishing up the season as number one. I mean, he's awesome for golf. We love to watch him, and I kind of love to hate him when I choose to hate him because I love Rory. Everyone's got someone that they're picking each week. Golf is in a great place. Whether Tiger wants to check back in or not, golf is in a great place. And I just said that after Tiger took the Masters this year. Golf is in a fantastic place.
Yeah, Brooks Koepka is a villain. Golf hasn't had a villain really ever, especially a good villain.
Vijay Singh or Rocco Mediate.
Yeah, but those aren't even villains. Like, this is a guy that publicly this year said that golf was easy. He wins, says that it's easy, has, like, fashion statements that are just, I don't know. I mean, the Off-White sneakers were amazing.
Yeah, so, though. By the way, lose the tag.
You can't. That's what Off-White is.
And you lose
what does that mean? That's what Off-White is.
That's what it is.
Maybe I don't know fashion.
The tag is Off-White. But yeah, this was the most exciting year of golf in a long time, I think.
For sure. A lot of fun.
It's also the most money. Look, you got to invest the money. When the dollars are there, the excitement's going to be there too.
That's evident where golf is. Golf is now paying out the largest sums, other than we had that little week where esports was like off the charts. But I mean, golf is in a great place. And you don't have one, even though Koepka's been up in the leaderboard each tournament, pretty much, you know, you have different guys taking different trophies from Patrick Reed and you know, down the list.
Changing gears a bit, the 2019 FIBA Basketball World Cup starts this weekend after what was an exhilarating exhibition round of the 32 countries. I want this to be a quick segment. I think that we should just quickly go down and talk about this USA team went from...
We've got a roster.
Yeah, we went from superstars dropping left and right to now we're on to a pretty solid roster. Let's pick one standout from this list each. That we want to talk about. Vic, who is your most important? We'll go MVP of the U.S. World Cup team.
I mean, it goes on your point guard. I'd give it to just the backcourt in general. I think if Kemba Walker and Donovan Mitchell are on their A game, it's going to be hard to stop them. It's already hard to stop us, USA. And I think losing that exhibition game to Australia was actually a good thing. Gets them, you know, swallow a little bit of the pride. Like, you're not always going to win. You're not always going to be the best. You've got group play now. If our backcourt takes care of business, I think we're going to be fine.
Especially against a team like Australia.
Patty Mills just went bonkers.
Yeah,
but he's also Patty Mills. He's a great NBA player. Like,
and a great shooter. And he plays, you know, hard-nosed defense. I mean, especially, he's always been really good in international play. He's like a no-cione. He really comes to play because he's the focal guy on Australia. But, you know, I do want to point out that there is no Kyle Kuzma on this roster, and that's interesting that he's LeBron's, you know, second guy. It's LeBron, AD, and then Kuzma, and Kuzma's not on this team. Where you look at it, you got guys like Derek White, who this time last year was a little bit of an unknown. I think that's also a great pickup for Popovich, familiarity. You got Joe Harris, who won the 3-point contest.
Who's your MVP?
Vic, you took two, which is
weird. I'm sorry. I couldn't pick between the two. I know you love Donovan Mitchell.
I do love Donovan Mitchell. I'm going to go off on a bit of a tangent here. I'm going to go Jason Tatum. I think he's going to be able to play a lot. He could defend nearly every position in international play, and he's got a lot under that hood offensively, and I'm excited to see what he does. Ben.
I think he also has a lot to prove, by the way. I don't want to go off on a Jason Tatum rant here, but the guy is... just hasn't broken through yet, and I think that a nice...
He had a bit of a step back a little, step to the side.
A little. And I think that some nice international play would do pretty well for his
Seriously.
Stock. I think that the MVP needs to be Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton is one of the most underrated players in the NBA, and if he shows up, this is a type of guy that can easily average between 30 and 40 points a game in this type of setting where it's just shooters. Chris Middleton is a poor man's Klay Thompson. Like I think Chris Middleton, to your point also, can guard at least 1 through 4 in this setting, and I think that if he plays well, they're primed for a gold.
Can I just one point? Big winners here, Milwaukee Bucks. I mean,
huge.
You've got Giannis out in Greece, who's going to take that team far, and you've got two other guys on this roster in Brooke Lopez and Chris Middleton.
I mean,
and then
the
you
Celtics?
Still have your starting point guard.
How about the Celtics? This is just off season for the Celtics. No, you got Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, and Kemba Walker. This is just practice for them.
100%. But I think the fact that the Bucks were able to bring back Chris Middleton, bring back Brooke Lopez, and these guys are now getting that international attention, it's a great thing for Milwaukee and a great thing for Boston.
And just a shout out to Derek White. One spur made it for
Love
a Coach
it.
Popovich
yeah.
team. This guy throws it down.
I just said that. Welcome to the conversation.
You hear? You hear?
Ben, take us home with the DM time.
Wait, you said Derek White?
I did.
He did. It's fine.
Take us home, Ben.
No worries, Vic. We're just recording a podcast. We turned to our listeners this week and said, what are your Labor Day weekend plans? Exciting stuff. The end of summer. What are your plans for this weekend? And we got a couple of great responses. But first, Jack, what are you doing this weekend? Quick.
I just asked you guys what we're doing for the game, so you tell me.
So you have no plans.
Beer bong, maybe doing something. Oh, I might be in the office.
Ooh, sad. Yeah. Vic, you?
I have a wedding Sunday. I'm real excited. Jack, you're going to be there also. Don't forget that invite. Hope you RSVP'd, pal, or else you're off the table. I'm saving you a seat.
I'm at the outside looking in. No, you know they're putting me right next to you.
Of course. And apparently Ben's going to be
raging
with the Oregon Ducks in Cowboys Stadium.
Yeah, I'm not going to be at that wedding. I guess I just didn't get the nod. It's fine. It's not like I invited that kid to my wedding. Well, we'll find out later if he listens to this podcast. But I will be in Dallas, Texas, home of the Texas-sized Diet Coke, Dallas Barbecue, and apparently this Oregon Ducks game, which I'm honestly really pumped
for
Saturday night,
sure.
And hitting a Rascal Flatts concert Friday night.
Really?
Yeah. Rascal Flatts is a nice
Yeah, they're
band.
Great.
Shout out to Official Diego Jazz. What are you doing
awesome.
This weekend? Blacking out.
Not even blacking out. Blackout.
Blackout. You are just blackout.
Lost all his electricity. He's sitting inside. He's having a really chill, calm weekend. Maybe pick up a book and a flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean anything else, right? Slick, you see anything? Oh, you mind if I give Carly Jant? I did take notice. You jumped in real quick. Jonas Brothers concert. Go you. I tuned in to about 45 seconds of that new Netflix special. I still don't know if they hate each other or love each other, but
it was
go
a
you.
Good special.
Yeah, it was. My girlfriend was watching it. Shout out. Yeah. But yeah, I saw Jonas Brothers show. I don't want her to know that I caught like 45 seconds of it.
That Jonas Brothers special, you know, I watched.
Do they
cover
like
to cover.
Each other or do they hate each other?
They like
they
each
now
other.
Like
they,
each
yeah,
other?
They had some.
The older one is you got to keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, look, they definitely. Are we really going to get into this? All right, there's Kevin, Joe, and there's Nick. Joe and Nick, really the stars here.
Yeah, watch out for Kev.
But Disney Channel made Joe the star, Nick was a little uncomfortable being second fiddle.
Oh.
So Nick decided to go off on his own, broke up the band.
Is he the one married to like the
Priyanka Chopra?
Like the
Sophie Turner.
Indian princess.
Yes, Priyanka Chopra. Joe Jonas is married to
Sophie Turner
of
yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Now they like each other.
Slick, did you Slick
yeah,
chime
M.
in?
M. Peterson 12 coming to New York from Nova Scotia. From the Great White North, can you guys recommend some restaurants? Look, buddy, if you don't go to Joe's Pizza, we're never going to read a DM from you again. And feel free to get any other restaurant you want because everyone's going to be out of town, soaking it up, down by the shore, out in the Hamptons, up in Greenwich, Connecticut, wherever the hell else you go. Yeah. You got your pick of the litter here.
Check out Luger's out in Williamsburg. Lilia, also in Brooklyn. Ben, where were you guys? Paradise or something in Queens?
Parkside's
good. No, I was just going to say, like, if you've already booked your flight, that's fine. But one of the worst places you can possibly go for Labor Day weekend is New York.
It's great. No one's here.
I'm not giving you any reservations, restaurant recommendations, because you should cancel your flight and go somewhere else.
And that's on the bottom of his heart. He
it's
means
just
that.
Be
and
so hot.
And it's coming across as a dick move, but he's saving your ass right here.
I'm just trying to save you. And shout out to Keto Tucky. Happy birthday, girl.
Fuck yeah.
We see you.
We love Keto Tucky.
Great fan. We're a big fan. Well, that's our show, folks. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, I'm Ben at Boy With No Job.
I'm Jack at Jack Not John.
Vic at V Web.
And you can follow us at The Schvitz on Instagram, our private Facebook group on Facebook, obviously, called The Schvitzers. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Super important. And also stay tuned for NFL Schvitz. It's going to be our new show, the second episode of the week. It's going to come out on Thursdays starting football season. And just stay tuned for some news on merch and tailgates and parties and all that fun stuff. Just really stay tuned. How many times do you think I said stay tuned?
A bunch. I mean, these people are hooked to the...
They should really stay tuned.
They're just sticking that... Earpod.
And we do have a NFL Survivor pool.
Oh, we do.
The info is in the Facebook group. Survivor, it's one of the more fun things to do. You got to pick a new team every week to win.
And it's free.
And stay in as long as you can.
It's free. You can win cash prizes, merch. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward.
So definitely subscribe to that.